This is the Game Act Hotline for May 7th, 2006, episode 33.
You hear that? That is the sound of inevitability. It is the sound of
Game Addict Hotline.
Welcome to the Game Act Online. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up. We are your latest source for video game news, video game releases, and a video game interview. So glad you could be here. My name is Luke. Well, first off, I want to go ahead and tell you guys that next week is E3. So we're going to be over at E3 for next week, and we'll have a daily game addiction, just like we did at the GDC. I'll tell you guys what happened that day at E3 with all the news and notes about the show. I also wanted to ask, there's somebody that uses NetVibes for my podcast, and I see that they always have some kind of problem with it. Could you email me so I can figure out what I can do to help you out? GameActHotline@gmail.com, because I always get some errors from NetVibes, so I was wondering if I could help you with seeing this show. But that's only for him. But for you, let's go ahead and let's get into our very short video game news. First, Nintendo announces American DS Lite price and date. Nintendo announced this Thursday that the DS Lite will be released this summer and will be cheaper than its original version. Nintendo said that the DS will be released on June 11th of this year for a mere $130. Australia release date was also announced to be on June 1st for roughly $200. Our next news story, Oblivion gets re-rated by ESRB. Elder Scrolls IV: Oblivion received an M rating after the ESRB found hackers could create nude skins for the game. The ESRB also updated the T rating to an M rating for the Xbox 360 version after it found more blood and gore, language, sexual themes, use of alcohol, and violence in the game than first thought. Bethesda Software replied to the ESRB rating change by saying that they will comply with the rulings and commented that the M rating to the Xbox 360 version should have been filed in the beginning, as Bethesda had issued a 60-page report on the language and violence to the ESRB and checking the box stating maximum warning for violence and language. Our next news story, Activision steals away Bond. Activision caught everyone by surprise today by snagging the James Bond license for PC and all next-gen systems for the next 8 years. MGM Interactive and David Pope, CEO of Eon Productions Limited, the owners of the movies, said Activision's track record of developing engaging and sophisticated games across all platforms make it the ideal partner to introduce the Bond video game experience to a new generation of game players, as well as provide new thrills and excitement for the legions of people who are already fans of the Bond films and games. EA was working on Casino Royale to be released during the movie's release, but has been canceled due to the news. Our final news story, Time Awards Blizzard CEO. Time Magazine released this year's top 100 people who are doing things to change the world and chose Blizzard's CEO, Rob Pardo, for the work done in World of Warcraft. Time says that in the article, Pardo didn't invent the kind of game, he merely perfected it. It takes an obsessive mind to make sure there's something interesting going on everywhere in an entire world, all the time for both newbies and veteran players. If anything, he's almost too good. Some players have a tendency to confuse their virtual lives with the real ones. World of Warcraft is so addictive that among gamers, it's known by the nickname Warcrack. Pardo is the only game developer on the Times Top 100 list this year. Okay, let's go ahead and look at top games from Gamefly.com. Now, Gamefly.com has actually had something new. They emailed me. They told me that they are not going to be doing top rented games for the week, but the top most wanted games for the week. So, you email me, tell me if that's good. If not, I can go ahead. I got some other places I can go to find the top games for the week. But for now, number 5, Battlefield 2 Modern Combat for the Xbox 360. Number 4, Ace Combat Zero, The Belkan War for PlayStation 2. The new Mario Brothers game comes at number 3 for the Nintendo DS. Number 2 is the Tomb Raider Legend game for the Xbox 360. And the number 1 top game wanted for people at Gamefly.com, Hitman Blood Money for the Xbox 360. Okay, we'll look at top game sales in Japan last week. Number 5, Kahashima Ryuta Kyoju no Nao Kitaeru Otana DS Training for the DS. And number 4, Dragon Quest Shonen Yengas Fushigi no Dungeon for the PS2. Number 3, Kahashima Ryuta Kyoju Kanshu Moto Nao Kitaeru Otana DS for the Nintendo DS. And number 2 is Tetris DS for the DS. And the number 1 top sold game in Japan this week is World Soccer Winning 11-10 for the PlayStation 2. For the UK, number 5, Ice Age 2 The Meltdown by Vivendi. Number 4, Animal Crossing Wild World by Nintendo. Number 3, Football Manager 2006 by Sega. Number 2, Tomb Raider Legend by Eidos Interactive. And the number 1 top game sold in the UK is 2006 FIFA World Cup by EA Sports. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our new releases this week. For the Xbox 360, there are no Xbox 360 games this week. For all systems, though, Over the Hedge by Activision. For the PSP, NBA Ballers Rebound by Midway. For the Game Boy Advance, Tringo by Rave. And Garfield and His 9 Lives by Game Factory. For the PC, Over the Hedge by Activision. Sin Episodes Emergence by Valve. And our game for this week is Rise of Nations, Rise of Legends Expansion Pack by Microsoft. Okay, that was very short. Hopefully we'll go ahead and get a longer one after E3 calms down. But until then, let's go ahead and let's take a break for a moment and we'll come on back for the game trivia. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
This program is a proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net.
Hello, fellow gamer. Are you in the Seattle area? Do you want to make video games? Well, Edmonds Community College wants to help you make games and offers accredited game programming classes such as 2D game development, 3D game development, game testing, and PlayStation to Linux programming. You can also learn the languages C, C++, C#, and Java. Visit us at www.edcc.edu. Edmonds Community College, every step of the way.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Remember, we are a part of the Edmonds Community College. Visit them at www.edcc.edu. We also are a part of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit them at www.seattlepodcasting.net. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get into our game trivia for this week. Our first category is Ninja Gaiden series. Number 1, this is the name of the main character. Number 2, this is the company who developed the game today. And number 3, this is the final sword you receive in the Xbox edition of Ninja Gaiden and Ninja Gaiden Black. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our next category, Apple II Games. Number 1. This game had you travel the wilderness shooting buffalo while trying to get your family across America before they die of dysentery. Number 2. This game has you try to dodge robots while picking up all the gold to open the door to the next level. And number 3, this educational game had you going all over the earth trying to find the greatest woman spy ever. Okay, our final category, E3. Number 1, this is E3's official name. Number 2, this is where this year's E3 is at. And number 3, this is the first year of E3. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our final question. Well, in a recent survey by Sperling's Best Places and Microsoft, they were looking for the city with the most systems and Xbox Live accounts in the US, and it showed that my home state, Seattle, was number 1. What I want to know from you guys is, who was number 2 on the list? Okay, we'll go ahead and let you guys think about that. I'll go ahead and play some commercials, and we'll be back with our game trivia. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
Give a man an Atari game and he'll turn into a little boy. But don't worry, he'll be grown up enough to share it.
Have you played Atari today?
Royal Sands Newscast, a 30-minute current affairs podcast discussing normal news, funny news, rumors, and even a quote of the day. You can catch the podcast at newscast.wordpress.com or pick up it 3797. Ronald Sands Newscast. Because without me, you might actually have to read the paper.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Remember, you can visit our website at www.gameacthotline.com. Let's go ahead and let's get into our game trivia for this week. Our first category was Ninja Gaiden series. Number 1, this is the name of the main character. And the answer is, who is Ryu Hayabusa? Number 2, this is the company who develops the game today. And the name is, who is Team Ninja, part of Tecmo? And number 3, this is the first sword you receive in the Xbox edition of Ninja Gaiden and Ninja Gaiden Black. And the answer is, what is the true dragon sword? Alright, Apple II Games. Number 1, this game has you travel the wilderness shooting buffalo while trying to get your family across America before they die of dysentery. And the answer is, what is Oregon Trail? Number 2, this game has you trying to dodge robots while picking up all the gold to open the door to the next level. And the answer is, what is Load Runner? And number 3, this educational game had you going all over the earth trying to find the greatest woman spy ever. And the answer is, what is Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? Okay, let's look at our last category, E3. Number 1, this is E3's official name. And the answer is, what is the Electronic Entertainment Expo? Number 2, this is where E3 is being held at. And the answer is, what is Los Angeles, California at the LA Convention Center? And number three, here's the toughie. This is the first year of E3. And the answer is, what is 1995? Okay, let's go ahead and look at our final question. Well, in a recent survey, both Sperling's Best Places and Microsoft were looking for the best city with the most systems and the most Xbox Live accounts and found that Seattle was number one. What I wanted to know was, who was number two on the list? And the answer is, what is Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota area? Okay, that's going to be it for this week. It's pretty short, but I will be making it up by having a full week of daily game addiction for the whole E3. Hopefully, you guys will have fun with that. You can go ahead and visit me at our website at gameacthotline.com or email me if you have any comments, suggestions, or have any trivia ideas at gameacthotline@gmail.com. You know, you could subscribe to us through iTunes, Yahoo Podcasts, Odeo, or Podnova, or you could vote for us at Podcast Alley. It's the beginning of a new month. You can also be a friend with us at Podcast Pickle. We'd love to see you there. But that's going to be it for this podcast. Please turn your video games back up, and I will see you Monday for the Daily Game Addiction. Bye. Kodamo no koremo.